Asia.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much indeed, Chairman, for granting me the floor again. I'd like to express my agreement with what has been said by the delegations of Bolivia and Venezuela, and therefore I don't intend to take up time repeating the fundamentals of what they said. I would, however, like to take this opportunity, since we're talking about intellectual property, to recall a document from the World Intellectual Property Organization, which came out in 2015. It was entitled Intellectual Property and Genetic Resources, Traditional Knowledge and Traditional Cultural Expressions. It indicates on page 13 that traditional knowledge constitute a living body of knowledge which is created, protected, and transmitted from one generation to another within a community and frequently is part of its cultural and or spiritual identity. On the same page, it indicates that traditional knowledge can be agricultural, environmental, or medicinal, or knowledge associated to genetic resources. So who possesses this traditional knowledge and uses these traditional cultural expressions? On page 20 of the document, the title of which I just gave you, it indicates that, generally speaking, protection should be granted to those who possess the traditional knowledge and use the traditional cultural expressions, particularly indigenous peoples and the local communities who created that knowledge, preserve it, and culturally identify with it, and to try to transmit it forward to future generations. Generally speaking, indicated on the same page, it is considered that the traditional knowledge and traditional cultural expressions were created in the community, and it is the community that possesses them. Therefore, the rights to them and interest in them also lie within the community, not with individuals, including in cases where the knowledge has been generated by an individual member of that community. Furthermore, Chairman, some research shows that the quantity of time in which original peasant and indigenous communities, and particularly women, have created knowledge on the environment around them and shared that knowledge has turned it into part of the culture of the community, and that culture is closely related to the nature of the geographical area in question. This has given rise to local classification models for local environment and for knowledge related to that environment, and those models show the indissoluble link between nature, language, and the community. For some authors, this capacity to distinguish this is essential for the survival of human beings and their ability to live with and in nature. From this stem technologies to manage and use environmental resources, and with time they usually prove to be the most appropriate. If that relationship with nature and the environment changes, then the traditional knowledge and traditional cultural expressions inevitably end up being lost. If you take all that into account, Chairman, I think you realize that the current drafting on this article is correct. It reflects what has been said in the document from which I just quoted, and that being the case, I don't think there's any doubt that this article should be retained and